All right, we'll say good morning. So we're picking up the bottom of page Ayin Vav. Ayin Vav. Rak habechira shalcha biyadecha. Literally translated, only thing that's actually, it's a very profound statement. The only thing you control is your free will. The only thing you control is your bechira, is your choice. Da. Amnam ha'adam sha'omin mulcha. Remember again, we were discussing the idea about the three different ways in which perceived negative things occur in life. Either what we'll call through natural circumstances, or through HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing about, or I should say differently, either through natural circumstances, through things that others visit upon me, or through things that I make mistakes and ultimately cause in myself. So we're focusing now on the things that happen as a result of the other. Duh. Anam ha'adam sha'omin mulcha yesh lo b'chira lasos tovara. Certainly the person who stands opposite me, my fellow, he has the right. He has the right and he has the choice to do that which is good or to do that which is bad. And if he decides to go ahead and make bad decisions, hurtful decisions, visit negative consequences upon me, he certainly has a cheshbon. Meaning he has to go ahead and ultimately take account for that and face the consequences of that. But ultimately, again, Abosa, here's the operative idea that again, after it's clear that he wants me to go ahead and have some type of difficult circumstance, so this is a very important yisod. So the important yisod is page Ayin Vav. So the important yisod is that after I have to look at it as understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have these circumstances. And after it's clear that God wants me to have these circumstances, Azaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megal Gilchova Al Yedei Chayiv. So we'll say when someone wrongs me, so there are two things that are happening over here. Number one, God wants me to have these events. That's the first thing. God wants me to have these difficulties. So I have to figure out like what to do with that and what message to take from that. And God also chose to bring about these difficulties and these circumstances as a result of this particular individual. Now, why this particular individual? Obviously, he's culpable and he is liable. He's culpable and he is liable for his actions. And therefore, he is the, as we're going to see, the rod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the fact that God has chosen him as his rod means that there's a level of culpability upon this individual as well. So you see this interesting dialectic. On one hand, again, this person is the rod. The fact that he was chosen as the rod, God only causes bad things to happen through bad people. So there's his culpability. But at the same time, because it's the rod, I'm not angry at the individual because I recognize that these circumstances have been brought about upon me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he goes on, he says, "V'mishtamish ba'adam chayiv, sha'idei b'chiras ha'ara, hu yiyya ha'makel shal Hashem yisbarach lahakos oscha." The Ibn Lashom is choosing to use this particular individual as his staff, ultimately in order to go ahead and hit me. Namela, ein l'choshum efsharos lashpia al b'chiraso, shal zeh sha'omeid mulcha. This is a very important yisod. Listen to these words. Therefore, I have no ability to change the bechira, to change the choice of the person who stands opposite me. V'habechira hayichida sheyish lecha, he lehitev ismaasecha, v'ispalal u'lisocheach im Hashem, u'lefayis oso sheyimcha lecha v'sheyoshia oscha. Well, this is such a profound yisod. And when you learn this line again, it's incredibly liberating. You don't have the ability to change anyone. You don't have the ability to change people. So therefore, again, when a person goes ahead and wrongs me, I have no ability to change. If that person wants to change, that person will have to make their own decision changing. To spend my energy being angry at someone for something they've done to me, A, is not going to change the circumstances, it's not going to change the reality, and B, it's not going to change the individual. So what do I do when someone hurts me? How do I reconcile this situation? I recognize, A, that this is the Ratzon Hashem. That's number one, that's what Emunah means. This is the Ratzon Hashem, that's number one. Number two, this person was like the makel. This person was the staff of the Ribono Shel Olam to visit visit these circumstances upon me. I now have to figure out, my job is to figure out what to do with these circumstances. So remember, the Mechaber always uses the lesson of daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But remember again, we know that davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he says that, what does he really mean? He means contemplate. He means introspect. Meaning what he means is, yes, pray to God, reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and try to figure out, what do these circumstances mean for me, about me, what do I learn about myself, what do I learn about my circumstances? He goes on, he says, and to recognize that it is only the Ribono Shel Olam who has the ability also to save me from these circumstances. And when the Ribono Shel Olam decides, he will go ahead and he has the ability to be Mishana the Bechir. Now we'll say, here we get into some interesting things that we're going to have to reconcile, which is the very fine balance between Hashgacha Pratis and divine interference in free will. But the idea that Mechaber says is, if the Ribono Shel Olam chooses to soften the heart of the other towards me, that's something he can do. V'kvar lo yitzaroscha v'yit v'yitochin sha'af yitiv l'cha. In other words, we'll say, recognizing that even this negative interaction with the other is orchestrated by the Ribono Shel Olam, because obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to take something from this. So the same way that Chas V'Shalom, if sickness is visited upon me, I recognize that that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he could change these circumstances. When someone else wrongs me, I also reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an effort to introspect, understand what these circumstances mean for me, why they are being visited upon me, and ultimately recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has the ability to change or to shape those circumstances. Top of Ayin Zayin. V'zeh Meforash Perkei Avos. Says the Mechaber, this is clear from the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. B'shem Hillel Azokin. So again, the Mishnah records the interesting episode with Hillel. Shera'a gulgoles shal adam shenir tzaf al amayim. Hillel saw a skull of a person who was clearly murdered, floating on the water. Pana Hillel ala gulgoles amayim. So Hillel turned to the skull and he said, Mipnei shehit bata hit bi'ucha. Because you drowned others, others drowned you. V'sof, mishet bi'a oscha, shehit bi'a oso. And whoever drowned you will be drowned as well. Kilomar, what does this mean? Bevadei mishar nitzach, zeh b'tzedek al-pitin asher. Now Hillel is saying that this person who was murdered, Hillel was being matzdik as hadin. Hillel said, if this is what happened to you, this is because this is what the Ribono Shel Olam decided was your just due. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that this was your mazel, that this was your fate, that this was your circumstance, no matter what you would do or you wouldn't do, you would not be able to change that. Once there's that gizar din, once there's that decree from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. However, Ella imaya osa tshuva. Unless a person would have changed his ways. Avala adam sheratzach oso ye'anesha b'chirasa ra. So what's here is the interesting idea. So Hillel on one hand saying, talking to the skull, talking to the person who was drowned, saying, obviously, this was the Ratzon Hashem. This was the Ratzon Hashem. And the person who drowned you, he was the makel. He was the staff of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But also, here's the important part. Just because you're the staff of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not free you from personal responsibility. Right? Do you understand? Meaning you could take this to a very, very dangerous extreme where a person says, you know, I go ahead and I hit your car. So I say, listen, you know what? You have emunah, right? You have emunah. So if you're a real ma'amin, so you're going to believe, it wasn't me. It was the Hashgacha Sabore. And again, if you're a real mami, you should be Mekabla Pesimcha. We should each go on our way, because all I was doing was acting as the staff of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course, again, you could say back, that's fine, but you know you were also texting. Was that the Ratzon Habore, that you should be texting while you were driving? So what's that? So this is a very fine line. Big adol, on a panoramic level, everything that happens is ultimately the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, I am also responsible for the bechira I exercise, for the free choice I exercise in order to make my decisions. This is what Hillel was communicating to ultimately this individual who was killed. Let's look at the next section. Ein hashemim, ein ba'olam tos gedol yoser, me'asher lahashim achirim betzar shachar. This, I just want to tell you, is some of the most profound, profound words you'll ever read. There is no greater mistake in this world than to blame others for your pain. But he says, "Berega sha'adam ma'ashim mishu b'yisurim shi'yeshlo." The moment you begin to blame someone else for your pain, yiyah mishiyah, whoever it is, Zepigam Godel Ma'od Be'emuna. Ultimately, this is an incredible lack of emuna. He's never saying, now by the way, even if you don't want to get so religious, right, about emuna, there's another very good reason not to blame other people for your pain. Because it will say, you see, if you outsource the source for your pain, then at the end of the day, you have no ability to fix that circumstance yourself. You see, the moment you say that something is totally someone else's fault, so what you're saying is, okay, I'm putting all the power in your hands. You caused me the pain, and I guess if you caused me the problem, the solution is in your hands as well. So you've just outsourced your life solutions. Suppose that is an incredible problem, because then you've given someone else the control to go ahead and hurt you and fix you. Masha'inkin, if a person says, I don't blame anything on anyone else, the buck of my life stops with me, and I take full responsibility for whatever happens, whatever doesn't happen. That's, on one hand, difficult, because it's an awesome responsibility when things don't go well. On the flip side, by owning one's circumstances when things do go wrong, I'm also vested with the complete shlita, the complete ability, the complete authority to turn things around. He says, "Berega she'adam mashi mishi biyisurin she'yishlo." The moment I blame someone else because of my difficulties or my suffering, yeah, mishi yeah, whoever it is, he says, "Zel pigam godol ma'od be'emuna." They both say this is an incredible pigam. An incredible deficiency in my emuna. Dover ze gorim, shashem isparach meisra es hashkachasom e'alav, v'hu af nosin oso biat oso adam shumashim. Well, say, essentially what I'm doing is, when I fully blame someone else for my circumstances, I am removing God from the picture. The Ribbono Shel Olam's hashkacha is no longer the driving force, and instead is ploni. Right? This ploni is so-and-so who is. Mashem israchish b'rosho b'libo shel adam, umlal zehu ach, excuse me, umlal zehu achos mikama efsharios. So sometimes when a person places the blame on someone else, and they remove the Ribbono Shel Olam a little bit from that circumstance, and they say it's Ploni's fault that all of this happened, so that could happen for a variety of different reasons. There are some times where I do this, and I blame someone else because I feel I have no control. What's an example, again, this is interesting, of circumstances where I feel I have no control in the things that cause me pain? He says, kigon, bankim, like if the bank gives me a problem. Right? Who am I going to fight with at the bank? Rishuyos, the government, shoftim v'shotrim, or different legal arms of society, yuchadome, who no felt liyeyushkam. See, we'll say sometimes, you know, as the famous adage goes, you can't fight against City Hall. So sometimes, again, when the person or entity that's causing me pain is so big, and I realize, what am I going to do? I'm going to fight against the bank. I'm going to fight against the government. There's only so much I could possibly do in this kind of circumstance. We'll say, therefore, when difficulty occurs, often I fall into a state of yeyush. I fall into a state of despair and sadness. We'll say sometimes a person falls into just a profound state of despair. Why? Because he feels no one could help me. No one could help me. I'm mamish all by myself in this particular circumstance. Vima meitzar, lo hu stam adam kimoso. So we'll say that, you know, we'll stop over here for today. We're going to pick up Emirat Hashem in this last paragraph tomorrow. But again, understand we're leaving off kind of middle topic over here. We've established again the yisod that it doesn't pay to blame other people for my problems because I vest them with the authority. But the Mechaber is now going to explain why we do that. Why is it that we place the blame on others instead of recognizing the central hashgacha role of the Ribbono Shel Olam in all the circumstances of my life? Okay, bottom of Ayin Zayin, to be continued tomorrow.